What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Kentucky Chronicles podcast. My name's Keaton. I have a YouTube channel called Try Outdoors.
Yo, my name is Layton from Endless Outdoors.
Today's podcast, we are going to be talking about a subject that is about to happen pretty soon. With spring coming up, we're mostly me. I'm more excited about mushroom hunting and turkey hunting, stuff like that. But that'll be different episodes. Today, we're going to talk about our other favorite things to do during the spring, especially in the summer, and that's fishing. We're going to talk about some funny and just interesting fishing stories we have from, you know, since we started fishing since we were little. Most of them are pretty recent. But, yeah, today we're just going to share some fishing stories with you guys and kind of get you in the mood for that warmer weather that's going to be coming with springtime. So, our first story was the summer of 2020, just to get everything started here. So, I'm just going to get right into it. Usually every summer, one of my dad's good friends, he has a private pond that's like, it's just loaded with fish. We're real lucky to be able to get to fish there. And it's pretty much just like you're going to catch fish there. If you go there, you're going to catch a fish of some kind, because I don't care what anybody says. Everybody says that, or not everybody, but a lot of people say that are like hardcore fishermen, say they don't like fishing ponds because it's too easy. Well, I'm not a hardcore fisherman. I'm more of a hardcore hunter, so I don't want a challenge when I'm fishing. I want it to be just chill and relax, and if I want a challenge, then I'll go fish for one species only, which is usually bass or catfish. That's a little more challenging than fishing for bluegill or something.
But I'm with you 100% on that.
Yeah. Layton knows the struggle with bass. He can't catch a bass to save his life. He caught like two bass in his whole life.
I had a bass blow up. It could have been my first ever bass blow up on me one time, and I didn't even set the hook. So
yeah, the topwater frog, he didn't even set the hook. That was a complete different day, but still.
But yeah.
But so start this story out. That's what the kind of place we were at, just a private pond. It's got trees around the whole bank, so really what I was doing, since me and Layton went, and Layton wanted to catch some bass, we were fishing for bass more. We were just kind of, you got to be real good at skipping in under limbs and stuff.
We woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, too, and we saw mist over the ponds driving by.
We woke up real early, and you kind of got to, because in the summertime, the sun comes up real early. But anyways, like Layton said, on the drive there, I remember being super awesome. It always is in the summertime when you're going fishing, the fog's on all the water and everybody's yards and stuff. But anyways, we got there. First fish of the day was Layton's fish. And I'm going to kind of let him tell that, and then I'll kind of explain to you guys what happened the rest of the day. Because the rest of the day is pretty funny. But I'll tell you guys the most probably cool part of the day.
Well, it started off, we got to the pond, and we were setting up, and we got our poles and stuff, and I put a frog on my pole because it was like still 5 o'clock in the morning, because it was close to like 30 minutes of a drive to the place we're fishing at.
Yeah, and that's what you fish like first thing in the morning usually. The fish usually, if you don't know a lot about bass fishing, the fish usually feed on top water early in the morning.
Yeah. So I got out there, got my frog tied up on, and then I cast out. And I think it was either the second or third cast out, I had a huge blow up on my frog. And then I just get that hook set, and then I start reeling it in, and then my pole like bending down like crazy. So then Keaton yells and runs off, go get the net, get the net.
So yeah, because at this pond, there's like little openings where you can cast out to, but like in the middle of the bank between the two sides of the pond, there's a dock. And then this little shed that has a bunch of fishing tackle and stuff in it. And it has like a net and like a fish basket and a minnow trap and a bunch of tackle and poles and stuff. And so the net usually hangs up in there. And usually when we catch a big bass in the morning, we got to get the net so we don't lose them. So my dad's usually hanging out around the dock. And I was yelling at him to get the net because I knew Lake got a pretty good one.
Yes, I'm reeling in this sap sucker in, and then I don't know, about maybe 20 yards away, like we're still fighting, and then all of a sudden I see him jump out of the water and just fall back in, splash everywhere. It was so sick. I don't think I'll ever forget that, but it was just so sick. So I start reeling it in, and then they get the net. And did y'all get it with the net, or did I just...
No, you just reeled it up onto the bank before we even got the net over there.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And it was just flopping in the leaves and stuff and getting super dirty. You just reeled it, like, all the way up to your feet and kept backing up to reel it, like, as far up on the bank as you could so you didn't lose it.
Oh, man, I was so excited. And then I picked them up, and I swear to you, I swear, this frog's hooks were, like, bent. He just tore that fish up.
And he tore the frog up.
Yeah, like, the plastic little rubbery substance or whatever that's actually, you know, the frog was kind of, like, squished in. So, like, his head was, like, inside of his body, if you know what I mean. It was, like, pushed in. And you could all you just see are, like, the hooks, these bent hooks kind of, like, just sticking out and... He tore that frog up, but I think he was like, what, 3-4 pounds?
Yeah, he's probably 3 or 3.5 pounds.
Yeah, he was decent.
He's somewhere in between 3 and 4 pounds. He's a respectable bass.
Yeah.
Because it's hard. The biggest ones, because there's real big fish in that pond. They've released, you know, 10 pounders in that pond, so they're in there. They're just hard to catch, and usually you're lucky if you get about a 5 pounder, a 6 pounder. The biggest I caught was, I think, close to 7, but not quite. It was still around the 6. So that's usually a pretty big bass for that pond.
Yeah. So I was like really excited, and my first ever YouTube logo was me with my holding my bass, and that was the bass that we're talking about right now. So if y'all, only the OGs remember that, but
back when it was busting outdoors.
Busting outdoors, yeah. But if you're an OG, you'll remember that. Right now it's just the skull and the two rifles in my name, which I think is better.
Yeah, but anyways, after that whole thing happened, since that was like a pretty good fish, we let that fish go. Usually, the smallest bass we catch, we keep, and then the biggest, you know, bluegill and stuff we keep that we catch, because we don't want the. It's just how the fish ecosystem works. You want to keep the smaller ones, because if they get to a certain size, then, you know, they can get to be big, but you never know with the small ones, so it's always better just to keep the small ones. But anyways...
And they taste good.
Yeah, they taste good, too. But anyways, after that, we retie, we tie some bluegill things on. I'm still tying a few bass rigs on. My dad just sits by the shack and on the dock. He was probably fishing a little bit, but he was just kind of sitting there watching all the little baby bluegill and stuff up by the bank and feeding them crickets and stuff. And then he sent me and Layton out in the John boat, and me and I don't remember exactly what happened, but I know that me and Layton made a few circles in the pond, and we were catching some bass, we were catching some bluegill, you know, we were catching a little bit of everything, mostly bass because that's what we were targeting, but nothing crazy, just a little bass, and we kept a few, threw some back, and it was going pretty good, but this is where the funny part comes. So eventually, when we circle around the pond, we get to a point, and we're just sitting there. And then Layton just goes, "Oh, shoot." And he goes, like, "Where's all that water coming from?" And then I look back, and there's this water, like, pouring into the boat, like, just coming in, and I'm freaking out because I'm thinking that there's a leak in the boat or something. And even though that pond's not very deep right there, if your boat's sinking, I don't like that. I had my phone on me. I just had my phone on me, but still, I don't know why. I shouldn't be freaked out by that stuff, but I am. If that starts sinking or if I go fall in the water, I get freaked out. But I know nothing's gonna happen, but still. But anyways, water is just pouring in the boat. And I look down, and the plug is just floating at the top because the plug has like a little floaty on it in case the chain breaks. And the plug is floating at the top, and I'm like, "The plug's undone." And I'm like, "Layton, put the plug back in." And Layton's like, "What's a plug?" Because he hadn't really fished out of a boat or anything like that. And like, I'd only known what it was because I've fished out of John boats a bunch. But, and I'm like, "You see that thing like floating right there?" And then eventually we get it to where he figures it out and get it plugged back in. And what had happened is Layton was sitting at the back and he was facing towards the back of the boat because he was casting that way. And I was at the front and I was casting to the side or the front. And he had like unhooked it with his foot and it had popped out from the water pressure that was pushing it. And so that's what had happened. So I thought the boat was going to sink, but we got it back in and got all the water dumped back out. And we ended that day with some nice bluegill and red ear and some nice little bass to eat. We came back home, fried it up, and ate it. So that was a pretty good little fishing trip.
I also remember we were, like, in the middle of the pond, and then we were, like, stressed out because like your fishing line was getting all tangled and stuff.
Yeah, my stuff kept tangling and we kept getting hung up in trees and branches and stuff and breaking off.
And if you are a fisherman, like people who are listening to this right now, if you're a fisherman, then you already know the stress and like, you know,
yeah, of hanging up and breaking off and like you're having to retie.
Hate that so much.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go bow fishing now. Well, that sounds like fun. Anyway, that's off topic.
Yeah, but anyways. But yeah, that was a pretty good little fishing trip right there, and that kind of wraps up that story. That was kind of funny, and then we had some good stuff happen. Layton caught, still to this day, I think his biggest bass, right?
Yeah. I mean, last year I didn't catch no more than like, I don't know, three.
Yeah.
Fish the entire year.
Really?
Last year wasn't a good year for me when it comes to fishing.
I didn't catch that many bass last year. I caught a lot of bluegill though.
Like a lot of bluegill and sunfish and stuff.
Yeah. But even at that same pond, I caught a lot of bluegill, but didn't catch a bunch of bass.
Yeah.
I didn't really fish for bass though.
I don't even know if last year was like the year for bass.
Well, I didn't even really fish for them that much, to be honest. Like, I was more like, I'm ready to fish for some bluegill to have me some fish to eat. Like, I wasn't really worried about catching a big bass as much as I had been.
But, yeah.
I didn't really have a good frog either. Not like fishing with a good frog.
Yeah, I also watched your good frog too, which is sad.
Yeah, I gotta buy a few more. But anyways, now we're gonna get into a story from, I think it was 2017, the summer of 2017. At the time, I was living in Germany, and so every summer I'd come back for the summer. And I mentioned this in the first podcast, I think. I did a lot of fishing because I didn't hunt in the fall time. And me and Layton spent a couple days at the beginning of the summer together. And we went to this farm by his grandparents, or not this farm, this pond by his grandparents' house.
We had to ask for permission to go, you know, go.
Yeah. Did you guys know who owns it? Yeah. Like, well, you know who owns it, but like, were you guys like friends or whatever with their,
nah,
with your grandparents, or did you just ask them?
We just asked them.
Yeah. So anyways, I'll let you tell it. I'll let you tell it.
Well, we started off by like, just I don't even know what I was doing. I didn't know how to fish at the time. I was like, I don't know.
Isn't that when you caught your first fish?
Yeah, I think so.
I
was like freaking out because it was on the hook and I didn't want to touch it. They're like, touch it. I'm like, no. But I remember I caught my first fish there ever, and it was like, I think it was just a little sunfish, but
it's just a little bluegill or something.
Yeah, it was cool though. And then I think I caught I caught my first ever fish that I've ever, well, caught, you know, my first ever fish. And then I also caught my biggest fish I've ever caught, ever, still to this day, on that same exact day. So it started out with both of us just kind of, you know, casting out, getting a couple bluegill and stuff, taking some pictures. I think we both got, like, quite a bit of bluegill. Of course, it was released. But then I cast out, like, into the middle of this pond. And Keaton's, like, over here in this, like, under this tree, which he calls the honey hole. He was, like, catching fish left and right. And I remember I was just jealous because, like, he was catching all these fish and I wanted to catch a couple. And he was at, like, the spot. Like, he was at the spot that was, like, the best. So I wanted to go there. And then I cast out to the middle of the middle of the pond because, of course, I can't go over to the honey hole because Keaton's there. So I cast out, and then I start setting the hook on this one fish, and then my pole starts bending down like crazy. I'm like, oh, shoot, this is a big one. Like, this is a big boy. And I reel it up. I pull it out of the water, and it's like this tiny little bluegill. And everybody just starts laughing. I mean, I wish I had a video of that, but it was hilarious. I reel it in. It's just like this 1-inch bluegill. It was tiny, but he was pulling on that pole like it was a 50-pounder bluegill, which is, I don't think that exists. So I probably just made so many people mad. Yeah, then I get a chance to go over to the honey hole where Keaton was, because I think he caught a bluegill and he was trying to get the hook on, you know, hooked. I guess that's what you want to call it. But then I go over there, I cast out there, I think one time, nothing, reeling another time. And then my pole just starts going down like crazy. And I'm like, oh, shit, like, this is a monster.
And
then,
and by the way, we're using like ultralight setups, like an ultralight pole.
Yes.
With like 4-pound mono and like those little red and white bobbers and then a cricket hook and a split shot with crickets or worms, crickets and worms probably.
Yeah.
But just so you know, setup before he gets into it.
So we're using like these little bitty hooks and stuff, and I cast out there and then my pole just starts bending down. It was like going down like crazy. I start reeling it in like crazy. Like I was freaking out. And then everybody else is just laughing, saying like, oh, it's a nothing. It's gonna be like another little one like the one you caught earlier. And then I start reeling it up, and then they just see this big thing start splashing, and then everybody was like, holy crap, and they start running towards me, and it was a monster catfish. I start reeling it in. I fight it for like over 30 minutes or something like that, maybe.
Yeah, because he fought it long enough to where he was still fighting it. His dad left and like went probably almost half a mile to his grandparents' house and came back with like gloves and some other stuff to try to get it on the bank. And Layton was still fighting it, hadn't even barely got it to the bank yet.
And mind you, I'm like 9 years old at the time.
Yeah.
And I'm still fighting this thing. And we're like freaking out. We're like, this is the best summer ever. And then like and I'm still reeling it in. My dad comes back with the gloves and stuff, and then he tries getting down there and, you know, holding the pole and stuff. And then I walk away, and me and Keaton are like holding each other's arms by our shoulders, you know, like, you know, going across like the back and then holding each other's shoulders, like, you know, like you might know what I'm talking about, but but we're like, let's go, like, this is the best summer ever. And then my dad is over here like trying to reel this big old
your dad's over there struggling. We're like, this is the best day of our lives. And your dad just sitting there struggling with this big old catfish.
Yeah, so we're,
and he's like, and this bank was like not a level bank with the water. It was like kind of a drop off with like muddy and rocks and clay and stuff. So he had to like get down the bank a little bit. It's like not deep. It's maybe, I don't know, 2 feet or something of a drop off. But anyways, he had to at least get down in there. Yeah. It was probably more than 2 feet. It was probably 3.5 or 4 foot of a drop off with rocks and clay and mud. He had to get down there just to get to the water to get the fish out.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, he was crazy. But
yeah, so while he's sitting there doing that, we're like, "This is the best day ever."
But eventually, he grabs it by the mouth and he pulls it up. He's like struggling. Like, this is a big fish, and my dad is like, he's like a, I'm not going to say like a big man, but like he kind of is. And if he pulled that thing up, but like he pulled it up.
Well, he's probably like 6'2 or something.
No, he's 5'11.
5'11?
Yeah. I want to be a short boy. But anyway.
I thought your dad was at least 6 foot.
No, I thought he was too, but no. But anyway. He gets the fish onto the bank, and then he holds it. And I don't, like, want to get close to it at all. They're like, get closer to it. I'm like, nah, I'm good. And I start skating away from it, but.
And then it flops, and then he makes this big shrill and jumps back.
I get close to it, and then the fish, like, flops, and my dad's holding it. And it just starts flopping, and I scream as loud as I could. It was.
Yeah, and this is like a. It's like a 15-pound catfish, probably.
Yeah, it's more than 15, I think.
It was probably 15.
15 or maybe a little bit more, I think. Somewhere around there. But, yeah, it was crazy. And, yeah, I think I have one more story. You want me to tell it, or?
Yeah.
So this is kind of like a shorter story, and it's like a more recent kind of story. So at my school, my high school, we have like this club called the Sportsman's Club, and it's pretty much like an outdoor kind of club. And as soon as I first heard about it, I was like, yes, count me in. I am 100% in. So I remember I signed up with my friend and we're all in it. And I had a couple of my friends in there, but then we had like our first field trip. It wasn't long after, I think it was like somewhere in October. I think it was after fall break. And we go out and we're just going to, like, we skip the day of school. Like, we literally skip the day of school and go out and, like, go fish and hang out. They let us do whatever we want. And it was great, honestly. So I'm out there with, like, two of my friends. And then we go out there and we're just, like, hanging out and we're around like bunches of these juniors and seniors, and mind you, they're like they're really cool with us. Like they're towering over us, but they're pretty cool. But then they're like debating and like, you know, kind of like, what is it? What's betting you to like? I think it was lick this rock with like moss and bugs on it and stuff. It was hilarious. So then they looked at me and they're like, how about you do it? And I was like, I don't know. And then I was pointing over to my friend, joking around. I'm like, he can do it. Like, that's fine with me. He can do it. And he was like, no. But then I start thinking about it. I'm like, you know, I think I'm going to do it. So I start negotiating. I'm like, how about $40? Because they were initially going to do like 50. I was like, how about $40? And they're like, I don't know about that. So I was like, all right, 30. And they're like, I don't know. That they were like, I think it was like 20. And they were starting to think about it. And then eventually someone was like, said, if you don't do it, then you're a bitch. That word. And I was like, oh, I was like, oh, I don't. I started thinking about it, and then he goes, you got no balls. And I was like, that's it. And I go down there, and I'll lick this rock up. And it was nasty, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. But I wish I took it with $20. I would have gotten some money off of that. But that I don't even know why I said that. That doesn't have to do anything with fishing. But anyway.
The story of Layton getting peer pressured into licking things.
He literally said, I could have won $20 from that, but then he literally said, no balls. And I was like, that's it. And so I just licked it. So they went from paying me to do it to just making me do it for free. It was so stupid.
And did you end up catching any fish on that trip?
No. But don't click away yet. Don't click away yet. It is kind of funny. Just stick around for a little bit. I do remember. I think someone caught like this little bitty bass. Like it was the smallest bass I've ever seen. It was
like a minnow size.
Yeah, you couldn't even like. I don't know how he lifted it, but like he, I don't even know. It was tiny. But I remember. I got my first pole out, like I was about to cast, and I tried, you know, tying on a knot. Didn't work out. I had to ask my friend to do it. And then I start casting out, and then the cast button wouldn't work. So I'm like, oh crap, this is messed up. So I start trying to keep on casting it out, and then I get my my little teacher coach thing. The cool dude, and then I give it to him. He tries casting it out. It doesn't work. So we're like, well, shoot, I think I just broke the pole. I'm joking. I don't even know how long it was broken for, but it was messed up. So then while I have my other friend already casting out, reeling it in, I think one of my other friends is like throwing rocks and stuff, trying to he literally said, I'm trying to spook the fish over towards your direction so then you can catch them. Okay, so it was weird. But like, I'm just standing here, have one friend trying to catch a fish, and then the other one throwing rocks into the lake, saying that it could spook them over to their direction so then they can catch them.
I don't think it's how it works.
It isn't. But it was funny. I remember, I think I got another rod, and I tried tying it up, and then I casted it out, and then, like, all the string fell out. So that was the second pole I used. The first one, the casting wasn't working. Like, it was a button cast. It wasn't working. My second one, it ran out of, you know, what is it? Fishing string, not string.
Line?
Line, yeah, fishing line. And I think I got one more out, and it wouldn't cast either. So every time I touched a fishing pole, it messed up or, you know, lost its line. But one of my friends actually did catch a decent striped bass, too, so that was kind of cool. But what also was funny is that while we were fishing, I walked over to this like other side. Like it's like a rocky kind of shoreline, and there's like woods behind us. So and then I keep on walking across the coast, and then I turn to this little curve, and then I just see all like the juniors and seniors literally swimming in the lake in their underwear, and then they see us. They see me and my friend, and we're just walking down there, and then they're like, "Hey, you want to join in?" And I'm like, "We're like, nah, we're good." And they're just like, "Okay." And then they pick up one of their friends, and I'm being 100% serious. They pick them up behind their, you know, put their legs in front of, you know, the shoulders, you know, like pick them up like that, you know, with their, how do I say this? It's like they're sitting on top of their shoulders, you know, and they're like picking them up, holding them by their legs, you know, mm-hmm. And they are like seriously mooning us. And we just turn around and walk the other direction, and then we just start dying laughing. it was pretty cringy, and like it was weird. It was just a weird trip overall, but it was fun.
Nice.
And then the
boat sounds like a good fishing trip that didn't have to do a lot with fishing.
Hey, we caught two fish.
Nice. That's better than none.
And every time I
touch, but just the boat, remember. This kid Layton right here, Endless Outdoors, if you go back to his first ever video.
Oh, gosh.
He said he wanted to do mainly fishing on his channel. And now he can't catch a fish to save his life. but he will shoot every deer in Western Kentucky in one weekend. But he cannot catch a fish.
Facts.
So, if you want to go back to his first video, Endless Outdoors on YouTube, go roast him. Go to my video. You can roast me as long as you subscribe. Yeah, I don't care. But yeah, I think that's about all our stories.
Yeah, that last
one. All our mainly interesting stories, probably.
I don't even know if that last one was kind of interesting. I just wanted to talk about it.
We'll probably make some more this summer. Make some more stories where we can actually do podcasts right after they actually happen. So
we might make stories about us recording them and posting them on YouTube.
Yep. And then you guys can just go there. That's a perfect segue into the ending of this. Go to our YouTube channels, Try Outdoors and Endless Outdoors, and go subscribe to us. Like, if you haven't already, then you probably should.
Like,
I mean, you don't have to, but it'd be really nice of you to. Like, why you gotta be mean and not do it? Just saying, just a thought. Just subscribe, anyways. But anyways, yeah, we got YouTube channels, if you didn't know. But this is our podcast. You can give us stars or whatever. I don't really know how that works. 5 stars, whatever that stuff is. You can go follow me on Instagram at Try Outdoors. Just look up Try Outdoors, TRI Outdoors. You'll find me on there. Go follow me. If you ever have questions about this podcast, just message me on there. If you want me to do a certain topic, or if you have any questions that you want me to answer on there, just DM me on there, and I'll see it. So, anyways, I think that's about going to wrap this podcast. I'm getting excited for fishing time, excited for turkeys and mushrooms. And
I'm just
drink warmer weather in general.
Thanks.
It's been getting warmer, but it's still cold today, here at least. But
bad.
Yeah, I'm ready to do some turkey hunting and some fishing real quick. It's getting closer every day, so.
Amen.
Yeah. Anyways.
Episode.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode. This is our third episode. And stay tuned. We do an episode every week. We try to do them every Friday. And yeah, we will, you guys will hear us in the next episode of the Kentucky Chronicles podcast. Peace.
Peace.